that I'm cashing out hot money. They don't say anything, but they know. We could drive somewhere else, Buck suggested. Oklahoma City, Houston, basically the same problem. People are looking at you, remembering you, Poole said. Silence for a while, then Buck said, I thought the gold was smart. I did too, back at the start. The cops were tearing up everything south of Kentucky looking for me, and gold seemed flexible, good anywhere. Maybe I was thinking about it too much. They'd had variations of the talk before. Gold coins were anonymous, portable, no serial numbers. He could get small bills for gold. It kept its value over time, and it was saleable almost anywhere. He hadn't seen the problem with being looked at and remembered. I didn't see that coming, cashing out month after month. We need $10,000 a month to keep our heads above water. That's 9 or 10 coins a month right now, he said. If we were in the right country, we could cash it all out at once, set up a phony company. Pretend we earned the money, give ourselves salaries, pay taxes, and maybe someday.